Advice for executives. That phonograph recorder was invented by Thomas Edison back in the 19th century. It evolved into a coin-operated music machine because music is a lot more fun to dance to than the boss's orders. Take a memo. Put a coin in the slot and people will dance to your tune. Records replaced the phonographic cylinder early in the 20th century. Amplifiers were added in the 1930s and gave the big box a big sound. In the 1980s, compact discs came along, putting a different spin on the jukebox. With those smaller discs, manufacturers could pack a lot more music into a machine. Now, compact disc technology is becoming outdated, and the latest jukeboxes contain computers that download songs from the internet. To make a modern jukebox, they start with the door. They sandwich a red panel with swirled designs on it between layers of plastic. The assembler aligns them, then screws them together. He snaps the jukebox name into a snazzy piece of plastic, then fits it into one of the cutouts in front of the door. Next, he installs aluminum framework around the door. He supports it at the corners with metal brackets. He screws a little metal wheel on the latch so the door will open and close smoothly. He mounts the touch screen in the big cutout on the door. He strings wiring for lighting around the perimeter of the door and fastens two long panels equipped with LED lights to the back. He plugs in the lights for a test, and it proves this door is flashy enough for the entertainment biz. He runs plastic trim along the perimeter of the door and screws a long metal hinge to one side of it. This jukebox door is now complete, and the rest is an inside job. The assembler installs an exhaust fan in the jukebox cabinet. He screws an audio amplifier to the back wall. The wireless router that allows the jukebox to connect to the internet goes in next. He mounts the power supply system to the side wall of the cabinet. He tucks the computer into a lower corner of the box. The power transformer for the amplifier goes on the back wall. He installs an audio control system just below the transformer. He connects the amplifier to the audio control system, and then he wires the computer to the router. He hooks up a communication system that passes information between all the devices in the jukebox. And he installs a transformer for the speaker system. Now the jukebox is ready for the showpiece, that light-studded door with the touch screen. He screws the door's long hinge to the cabinet. He inspects his installation job and determines no adjustments are needed. So he fastens the bill box to the back of the door and installs the computer hard drive in the cabinet. And finally, the money test. He feeds the jukebox some cash and makes musical selections to check its function. At the jukebox factory, when the job is done, it really is party time.